no, 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 no. We got to do the 3, 2, 1.
All right. Welcome to Slothman Prophecies, a show where myself, Carl, and my best friend, Justin. Say hello, Justin.
Hello, Justin.
Okay.
Sorry, that was a...
We're talking about weird stuff.
That was a normal one today, but I think it threw you off.
I didn't hear you say anything, but it's probably like a setting on Discord where it like doesn't kick on for the first part of whatever you're saying.
That's okay. We'll leave that in there.
Yeah, all that's staying in. We talk about weird stuff, and we recently talked about weird stuff in person. Isn't that right, Justin?
We did. Hold on. This is going to come out on...
Yeah, time it out.
We talked about weird stuff in person a week ago, right?
How long ago? This Discord really is shit in the bed.
1 week.
1 week ago. That's probably accurate.
That's exactly accurate.
Yeah, Justin and a couple of our other friends that we'll tell you about in just a second came up to visit for Memorial Day weekend, and we drank and played drinking games like much younger people. There was some quarters involved. There was Circle of Fire. That was fun. What was the name of that spy game we played? That was pretty cool.
Spyfall.
We did not go see Solo because Justin did not want to.
That is an accurate depiction of what happened.
I went and saw it as soon as you guys left, and maybe a controversial stance. I don't really know how the world feels about it yet, but I loved it. I think it's my like fourth favorite Star Wars movie. So, I don't know. Take that.
That's pretty high praise.
But anyway, so we all got together, and we decided that since we have this rare opportunity to record in the same room, we'd try it out. And Justin, you designed the subject matter for this episode. What, you want to explain to everybody what you did?
Yes, I would love to. We conducted a Zener test using a standard deck of cards, not a probably unnecessarily expensive set of Zener cards. But we had everyone try to predict the suit of a card that I had drawn. Ran through that several times. I don't want to spoil anything, but you'll get to listen to the audio of all of that shortly. And you'll get to play along if you so desire.
Well, before we get to that, thought we'd just run you through some of our administrative duties. I was just going to let it slide for the week, but we got kind of a lot. So
yeah, there's no way you can not go over these because we will be buried in a pile of yes. Administrative minutiae if we don't.
Yes. So first up, we all know that our first email was from quote-unquote Robert. I'm not entirely sure it was Robert because it was not from Robert the Doll's official email. But we have received another email from quote-unquote Robert. That was one of the more terrifying ones I've ever read. Did you see it, Justin?
I'm looking at it now, and it's very unusually formatted.
Yes.
Like, I'm not sure why it all doesn't line up exactly the same on every line.
It is interesting. It's because there are hidden messages. So this email mostly consists of the words, "This is not a game," repeated over and over and over again.
Oh, I do see that one. I do see "I'm coming to visit" in there.
Yes, hidden in there. I haven't thoroughly examined this because, frankly, I'm too scared, but hidden in there is "I'm coming to visit," "actions have consequences," and "wait for me." There could be more. I don't know. Probably won't find out, but very terrifying. We also received two emails from the Fruity Yummy Mummy, so that was great, thanking us for our help in summoning him as a tulpa. So, excellent. Oh, we also got an email from David. He sent us a scary picture of a hand with teeth growing out of it, so that was nice. Thank you, David. You guys will meet David here in just a second on the show. We got my favorite email, probably, is from Justy Gee, who is the creator of the Starless podcast, at Starless Pod on Twitter. And she just sent us a very lovely email about how she couldn't believe more people hadn't emailed us and that she likes the show. So thank you, Justy. Very nice. If you guys need any buttons, custom-made pin buttons, I believe Justy Gee has a sweet, sweet business where she does that kind of thing. So check her out on Twitter. Also, we got an email from my dad. And I think I'll just go ahead and read it because it's very short. So says Slothman Senior.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Haha. I'm the first. Not true. He's like the fourth, but good try, Dad. Glad to see you guys have got the Slothman train back on the rails. You almost lost me with the Tulpa episode.
A common response, I feel.
I thought I had stumbled on the Count Chocula Fruity Yummy Mummy podcast. That's it. End email.
That's also a common response. It seems like a very easy conclusion to make.
But you know what? I feel like we've really cornered the market on Count Chocula Fruity Yummy Mummy podcast, so...
We're definitely the best fruit cereal themed podcast out there.
Yeah, and we didn't even intend it to be about that.
We're so talented.
Do you think... Because the Fruity Yummy Mummy and Count Chocula came into this show very organically, just with like an offhand joke that one of us made, and then it just snowballed into something greater. And do you think that's because they were like, that was like, it was a Tulpa from their spirit, from like whatever dimension, was working their way into our reality through us? Like, that was their door?
Let's think about how this started. It was definitely related to vampires, because that's how we got on the Count Chocula train.
Yeah, but we haven't even done an episode on vampires. I don't really even remember how that happened.
We'll have to go back and listen to our own material. I think it was about when we found out that throwing grain over your shoulder is a defense against vampires.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't remember why we were looking that up either.
We found out that Count Chocula has no weaknesses. And then I found out you really hate the sound the Fruity Yummy Mummy makes. I don't know. It's just a lot of interesting events that spiraled us into this place.
I think you are mostly to blame because you kept calling out to him by emulating his voice.
Well, yeah, but I wouldn't have done that if you didn't hate his voice so much. So I think we're equal parts to blame here. Don't you think?
Sure. He emailed us again, didn't he?
The Fruity Yummy Mummy?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. You responded to him.
The Fruity Yummy Mummy has emailed us twice. He initially emailed and said, "Ha ha! Many thanks for your proselytizing. Your listeners cannot stop thinking about me. Ha ha! They have introduced me to Robert, and it doesn't sound like Justin has been too nice. Hopefully, you will be seeing us soon. Ha ha!" And then he does his little catchphrase, "Fruity Yummy Mummy makes your tummy go yummy." And then it's signed YM and Robert. And it says, "P.S. Your group brute cannot stop us." So, again, kind of scary. I emailed him back thanking the Fruity Yummy Mummy for sending us what was our second piece of quote-unquote fan mail. And then I asked if you wanted to write the reply. You said, and I quote, "No, fuck him."
I remember doing that.
Yes. And then he wrote back, "Ha-ha! You and your group brute will grow to love us once we have the, quote, monster mellows ready. In the meantime, Robert, some of your curious listeners and I have been working on summoning Count Chocula. Ha ha! We will give him your regards. YM and Robert. P.S. Be sure to try all the other fabulous General Mills monster cereals and products. Ha ha!" So a small part of me wonders, is this General Mills? Did General Mills, the source, actually find out about us and they're trolling us right now?
Well, whoever is emailing us, if they have succeeded in their goal, they are definitely dead.
I totally thought it was you at first, and then realized it was more likely David or JT, who you guys will hear in this upcoming psychic test. I also considered the possibility that it was Kristen, but as we also learned during the psychic test, she does not listen to our podcast. So...
That's correct.
So,
but she also doesn't listen to any podcasts.
Zero podcasts? Not even like the history ones?
Zero.
Well, I guess without any further ado, we'll get into this special episode. Justin, anything else to add?
If you want to play along, get a piece of paper and a writing utensil.
Yeah, number it 1 through 12. And then you also need 4 spots for trivia questions, because there were some trivia questions thrown in there, right?
That's correct.
And, and you want to record the suit that you think Justin is about to read. And then I believe it's at the very end you go through and and read what they are.
That's right. So don't cheat, even though there's no way I will know. Carl will know, though.
I'll know. And I believe you read at the beginning what the expected like averages are, but correct me if I'm wrong, like a purely random scattering of guesses should come to like three.
That's correct.
Correct answers.
That's right. 3 out of 12.
So I guess assess your own psychic ability based on that. And we read our results at the end of the test. So here you go. Have fun meeting our other best friends, Katie and Kristen and David and JT. And we'll talk to you next time.
Welcome to Slothman Prophecies, a show where myself, Carl, and my best friend Justin, say hello, Justin.
And other people.
And my best friend David,
say hello, David. We can all say hi, collectively.
Well, we gotta introduce everybody. And then JT.
Hello there.
He's here too. Also, my lovely wife, Katie.
Hola.
And Justin's wife, Kristen.
Hello.
A very special episode of Slothman Prophecies, where we have all gathered together to do what, Justin?
Admire the beautiful landscape of Central Kentucky.
And also test our psychic abilities. Ooh. So how do we do this?
Do we wanna get right into it, or do you have any administrative duties that we need to cover?
I neglected to look up any administrative duties. So I will edit that in now.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So what we're going to do, we're going to test everyone's psychic ability very easily. This is similar to something that I found online. I think it's called like a Zener test. Should probably look up what it actually is.
I'll edit that in now.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
So what we'll do is we have a deck of cards here. As many of our viewers are aware, a deck of cards have four suits. If you didn't know, they are clubs, diamonds, spades, and business casual. I will put these cards face down, shuffle them up, and then pick one. I'll concentrate on it really hard.
Excellent.
And you have to write down what the suit is. We'll do this 12 times. So, on average, you should be expected to get about 3 of them right. So, if you are way above that, maybe you have ESP. And if you're way below that, maybe you have like negative ESP. Like, you know what it is, but you say the wrong thing.
Yeah. I'm very excited.
Is it just the suit, not also like the number of the card? Just the suit of the card?
Just the suit. I guess just the suit, because I'm going to use the same four cards over and over again. So I guess eventually it wouldn't be impressive if you narrowed it down to the exact card. So just the suit.
Okay. We'll make a little 1 through 12.
Perfect. Here. I found another card about dying. Oh, also, those are not playing cards I'm talking about. Those don't have anything about dying. Unless you, I think there's two kings that have one of them stabbing himself.
Suicide kings.
I guess that is about dying. So to spice it up, because it's probably going to be boring to hear us say, yep, that was a diamond.
Yep.
Yep.
David psychic.
Yep.
Yep.
I'm going to intersperse some trivia questions that I have pulled out of the acclaimed Trivial Pursuit Volume 6, which I just scanned through briefly and found some questions about dying. So hopefully you can connect with the subject in this question.
The spookiest of Trivial Pursuits.
Exactly. So we'll do, what do I have? I think I have 4. Yeah, so we'll do 3 psychic tests, and then I'll ask you a question. What you put down doesn't really matter for your psychic abilities, I guess, unless we'll call it a tiebreaker at the end to determine who's the most psychic.
Excellent.
So let's get started. I guess I need to also write down what the actual, I'll record it on my.
Are we going to do all 3 and then reveal all 3?
Well, we're going to reveal it at the end. We're going to grade each other. You ready to do Walking Back again? That's fine. I will steal your pen after you do this. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Round 1. Mixing them up. Mixing them up. This is entertainment.
Are you entertained?
I'm looking. Oh, and you can play along, too.
Yeah, write these down. Where's your pen?
Yeah, why aren't you ready? We'll edit that in later.
Yeah. Come on. Active listening.
All right. We mix them up again. Okay. Here we go. Here we go. So write down the suit that I'm looking at. I'm thinking real hard about it. Come on. You guys aren't talking. Just write something down.
Oh. No, I already felt the impression coming through the brain waves. I had it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Good. Moving on to number two. Same thing. I'm not saying it's the same suit. I'm saying do the same thing you just did. It might be the same thing. There's a 25% chance it's the same thing. That's what I'm saying. Okay, good, good, good. Good job. Good job.
I felt it.
Okay.
Got it?
Justin, I feel like you're thinking about that other thing, though.
You might be right. Mm-hmm. Here, I need to write down what it actually is. I don't want to remember this.
You can get another pen from somewhere.
Okay. Okay. That's three. Now I'll do the first question. Which one of these is about dying? What Spokes bovine died in April 1941 when her 18-wheel Cadillac was rear-ended by a truck? So, channel, reach out for a large slab of beef, channel a dead cow, and tell me what its name is. Did you connect with it? Did you just create a cow tulpa?
What's a tulpa?
Oh my gosh. And here we reveal that I have a very supportive wife.
It's okay. Carl, like, sits me down and makes me listen to it.
That's where you went wrong. You have to force them to listen in your presence and watch them like a hawk. Did you laugh at this joke?
Did she laugh?
Are you engaged?
Does she get me?
Next round. Suit identification. Options are business casual, seersucker, flannel. Yeah.
80s woman power suit.
Those are the four choices. Okay.
Leisure.
Suit. Okay, I'm thinking about it. Number four. Here it goes. Oh. See, I saw you guys feel that one. Felt really hard.
That one came out strong.
I feel like we were playing around in the first couple, but now.
Now
it's real. Now I'm receiving these messages.
Okay. Here we go. Number five.
Got it. Perfect. It's intense.
Just like camping.
David loses the point.
David, you're done.
Number six. Question number two. What seldom heard Celtic language died out with its last native speaker, Edward Madrill, in 1974. Reach out to the ghost of Edward Madrill and ask him what Celtic language he spoke to no one else at the end of the line.
That's just sad.
Do you think he was bluffing?
Find out. Ask him. No, his name's not Thomas, it was Edward. So you're contacting the wrong guy right now.
Get out of here, Thomas.
If you don't know, write something down that's very funny, is my best suggestion to you. Because then the ghost of Edward or Thomas will take pity on you. We're halfway there, folks.
Are you saying this might not be good audio?
Oh, this is going to be, I told you already, this is entertainment at its finest. Mm. The audio should be good, even if the quality of the
producer Cthulhu on her little styrofoam block just working away on the boards. So,
Does she always stare at you like that?
Yeah, especially when you talk about her, something like that.
I don't really like looking at her while we record.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. Baleful. visuals there.
Oh, she's moving.
Oh, you got it messed up.
Don't move. Her vision is like, it's movement based like a T-Rex. It's gonna smile at you.
Number 7. Mix them up. Good job. I feel like some one person probably at least definitely got that one.
The odds are in your favor there.
I'm gonna laugh if somebody gets like all of these or not.
Yeah. We're very tough.
Holding on.
Hold up those laughing muscles.
Last one for this round. Okay. Third question. What Asian leader was assassinated by her own bodyguards as she strolled through her garden on October 31st, 1984? Look at that spooky Halloween. Amplify those psychic waves by reaching out to one of a billion Asian people to determine who was killed.
Carl's making a face like he actually knows it.
He's sharing the pain. What Asian leader was assassinated by her own bodyguards as she strolled through her garden on October 1984. Most Orwellian Halloweens. Alright, last chance. If you haven't gotten any right yet, you better start now. You've never been taking this seriously.
This is where to start getting serious.
Yeah, yeah, focus up.
Yeah. Okay. Last chance. Get those psychic guesses in there. I mean, they're not guesses, I guess.
It's psychic visions.
Yeah.
Knowledge.
Psychic knowledge.
Those extrasensory perceptions.
There you go. Yes. I need to... I saw what you were doing, and it wasn't making guesses.
Is Kristen drawing dicks over there or something? Something I thought about dicks.
Actually,
I picked that up.
I wasn't thinking about dicks, but Justin was thinking about dicks. Right. Therefore, there I was you thinking go. About dicks.
And since you're married, you got that real close mental connection.
Are we all dicks? Is there no spy?
Uh-oh.
Last trivia question. What nation was required to elevate its crown prince to king shortly after he shot his family and mortally wounded himself in 2001?
I do not remember this.
What nation required to elevate its crown prince to king shortly after he shot his family and mortally wounded himself in 2001?
You don't remember it either?
You're not supposed to remember. You're supposed to contact.
I don't remember it, but
actually, this person's probably lying.
But you sense it.
I guess.
Yeah, he said he was mortally wounded.
Oh, that's true. So he's definitely not alive.
Yeah.
So reach out to him. Oh. Well, that changes anyone's answer.
We're looking for the country, right? We don't have to know his name.
Correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure I didn't contact the wrong
embassy. Okay. It's time.
All right.
First I want to know, who thinks they have psychic powers?
I'm going to say yes. I think I nailed this.
Okay.
I got at least 80% correct. And okay. I have psychic powers.
Oh, we only need 80% to be correct?
Sure. If you got 80%, that is definitely very good.
Okay. All right.
You're on board?
Okay. I'm on board with this.
Okay. We'll see how you two do compared to the expected average and to the other group.
I expect I got one right.
Oh, that would be impressive.
I think Katie and I will get more right because I think women are more naturally psychic.
Wow. Very sexist, but okay.
I do want to preface something. Sometimes I mix up the black suits, so, you know, I would like those to count either way.
Okay. I guess we're going to grade school it up. So, Trey, do you mind rotating that?
To the left?
Yeah. Everything you own should be...
To the left?
Rotated to the box to your left.
David, that's in pencil, so,
you know. All right. Again, average grade is a 3. Have low standards here.
Okay. I like this dog shitting in front of a semi truck.
We did the same thing. We wrote down the suits. You wrote down the suits at the top to like remind yourself what they are.
I think it was the Snoopy ears that.
I kind of forgot what cow ears look like.
That's what they look like.
Snoopy, yeah. All right. First suit, hearts.
Does red hearts count? If they specify that they were red.
Oh my god.
Is that let's see. No, they're regular cards, so yeah, the red heart is an acceptable answer.
Alright.
Good job. Good job. Number 2. Clubs. Number 3, diamonds. Don't be cheating at home. Don't be lying. Don't be tweeting us and be like, I got all of them right. Yeah. We're not gonna believe you.
Yeah. Maybe if you Gmail us.
The first question I asked, what spokes bovine died in? Oh, a spokes bovine, like a spokesperson.
Yeah, but what it's a cow.
I was like, spokes of a wheel.
Wow, that's crazy. We all understood the meaning with our psychic powers, and you didn't even understand it yourself. Yeah. I must have been
dumber than everyone
at the time. Sharing the same wavelength. The ghost of that cow must have been...
interfering with me, yeah. That's
because
what it
you're
was.
A non-believer.
Mm-hmm. That's why I didn't read that right. What spokes bovine died in April 1941 when her 18-wheel Cadillac was rear-ended by a truck? Her name was Elsie the Cow. Elsie. A-E-L-S-I-E. The Cow.
Gee, that's not really fair because her friends called her Daisy.
Elsie the Cow.
Are you sure she wasn't Barnyard Bertha of Ben's Burgers of Baltimore? Because that's what JT put.
Wait, which year did you say?
41.
Oh, okay. Sorry, that's where.
Yep, that was 46, I think.
Yep.
Next 3. 4 through 6. Diamonds.
Okay, wow. Better than I thought you were going to do this round. But I guess if you did diamonds for each one, you were bound to get...
I didn't do that for every round.
That's true. You didn't do that in the first round.
Number 5.
Well, that round I was really busy with the cow drawing.
You were really busy every day.
Spades. Number 6, also spades.
Oh, dang. You just went the wrong...
Yeah. I felt a repeat, but...
Next question. What seldom heard Celtic language died out with its last native speaker, Edward Madrell, in 1974? That is Manx. M-A-N-X.
Sure it wasn't Pig Gaelic.
Oh, JT went Pig Celtic.
Psychic couch.
That's it. I was just getting interference from your thoughts. Mm.
Well, what was coming in?
Yeah. See, and I heard him talking to me, but I couldn't understand a word he was saying.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
You have to spend some time with him. Yeah.
Isn't Minx a type of cat?
It's a lynx?
I thought it was like compression shorts for men.
That's why it died out.
Yeah. In the 70s.
7 through 9. Same as the first 3. Hearts, clubs, diamonds.
Whoa, what are the odds?
Well,
figure it out.
1/4 to the 3rd. So, 1/64 are the odds. pretty spooky number, 64. Nintendo 64.
And that was the first and third round. You put those numbers together, 13. Whoa.
And that 13 backwards is 31, the same day that Halloween occurs on.
Whoa. And we talked about Halloween.
And yep, almost it's Halloween.
It's the next question. Wow, that was the most spooky thing.
That got dark.
Just like it does on Halloween and every day. Next question. What Asian leader was assassinated by her own bodyguards as she strolled through her garden on October 31st, 1984? Indira Gandhi.
Oh, shit.
I thought you got this one right because you had a sincere, confident answer.
Yeah, I thought I got it right too because Katie put the same thing.
Is it Benazir Bhutto?
Yeah. I was connected. I know 10 female Asian leaders, Indira Gandhi and Benazir Bhutto.
Bhutto Big.
You chose poorly. Bhutto Big. See, David, that was an Indiana Jones reference.
Yes. Most definitely.
JT put Indonesian Caesar.
Carl put Jamie Lee Curtis.
But specifically when she played Jason's mom. Although now I realize that was from Friday the 13th.
And that was not Jamie Lee Curtis.
The 13th hour was 31.
How did we learn?
So I really.
And Halloween occurs on a Friday this year. Ooh. I don't know if that's true at all. Next. 10 through 12. Hearts, spades, spades. HSS. So it was almost six in a row repeating themselves with only.
It's like you willfully missed because you said hearts immediately after.
Last question. What nation was required to elevate its crown prince to king shortly after he shot his family and mortally wounded himself in 2001? I fully expect someone to have put United States as their answer, but it is Nepal. Ooh.
JT put Canada.
almost correct.
They have some royalty, right?
I think the queen's still their royalty.
Oh.
She's on the money. All right.
That's what counts, if she's on the money.
Yeah, that's how you know.
Mm-hmm. That's how you know you made it. Okay. Let's give our papers back and see how everyone did.
Oh my gosh.
First of all, did anyone get any of the trivia questions correct? Excellent. Well, that's good because that part didn't matter anyway. That was just for the audience.
Excellent.
Anybody get zero? Okay, good. You're beating out statistical anomaly of horribleness. One.
I got one.
Oh, there we go. Wow.
Willfully unpsychic.
Psychic, you have the aluminum foil psychic repellent.
Now, just to clarify, if you guessed purely at random, you would expect to get three answers correct.
That's right.
So I have a powerful brain that doesn't let anybody get in there.
So you were just receiving psychic transmissions from unhelpful ghosts that were trying to trick you.
I hope not.
Anybody get two? Wow, you really...
I got two.
Oh, you got two.
I got more than two also.
Okay, all right.
Just want to clarify. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. I expect you to answer me my next question. Did anybody get three?
I got three.
Exactly three.
Exactly
three. Did you get exactly three? Okay.
All right.
So the hypothesis that women are more psychic than men seems to
be least psychic
have not been confirmed. I won't say it's rejected, but that one is not confirmed. Four. 2 fours. Oh, so we have a clear winner. How many did you get?
Six.
Not nearly the 80% that he said he did.
I was the only one who said I was psychic, and I had by far the most answers, twice as many as you would expect.
That's true.
From a purely random happenstance.
Pretty good.
Also, my cow guess ended in S-I-E, so.
So did
was
mine.
Was it Bessie?
That was probably just a Bessie thing.
Mine was Bessie.
Mine was Chessie.
Mine was Bertha, but I was thinking of the large blow-up doll you buy at some adult
yeah,
stores.
The one we all know about.
Yeah.
We all know.
Big Bertha.
The names of the blow-up dolls that you frequent.
I watched a documentary and like those, I guess it was a blow-up doll. It was some more of a sex doll where it's like hand-painted.
That was the, like, the real-life.
Real-life dolls.
I can't remember.
That was terrifying.
Oh. American Girl
Wives.
Oh, God.
and editing out.
I put Marge as my cow. Strong name. Put Daisy right. Daisy.
Is that just
is
because we
cow.
Went to yesterday? Margie?
Margie. Yeah. Maybe.
We went to yesterday.
We went to make and Margie Samuels is the brains behind that operation. Where she was till she died.
You should reach out to her.
But actually, she's a ghost now, so maybe she's psychically running.
I think she's still the brains because they haven't changed a single thing about what they did.
That's true.
She decided to do.
Yeah, they still doing it the exact same way. So
sponsor us.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm gonna bleep out your. If you don't make contact with me before I air this episode, I'm bleeping out your name
because you're not psychic.
Yeah,
and you don't deserve it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that proves that Carl is psychic.
Right? That's how this test was designed. I did better than average.
Sad thing is, me and Carl actually do those trivia cards all the time, and I'm pretty sure we had
I'm
one
pretty
of
sure
those
we had that
before.
Cow question before, and
we
I
had
could
the
not.
Cow
and
before.
The language one, and I couldn't remember it either.
Yeah.
So maybe that makes up for it.
I've already forgotten the cow's name.
Elsie. So tell us how you did if you're listening, and we won't believe you if you said you did better than Carl. But
yeah, tweet your results at SlothPod, or you can send them to us at slothpod@gmail.com. Or I guess you could draw a picture of it and post it on Instagram and tag us, Slothman Prophecies Podcast.
Or they could reach out mentally and we would receive.
Yeah, you can just send,
like, send it to Carl.
Psychic transmission. Or send your Tulpa to communicate
yeah.
with our Tulpa. He'll probably pass it on.
Tulpa mail.
I'm receiving a communication already. Oh, got zero. Editing that out.
No.
And we're back. And we're done. So.
And now we're leaving. So, well, this has been great. I hope you enjoyed this special, very short episode. Maybe we'll just tack on to the end of another episode or something. But we had a lot of fun gathering together, having our first guest stars on the Sloth Pod. And
an ambitious amount of guest stars. For the first time.
Yeah, with our one mic and our frankly lazy producer who is asleep right now. So hopefully we're still recording. And with that, I guess we'll sign off. I've been Carl.
I've been David.
I've been JT.
I've been Katie.
I've been Kristen.
This is Justin. Who made that noise? I'm not saying I made it. I'm asking who did it.
We'll see you next time. Bum, bum, bum.
Boom, that's an episode. Cool. Done. We finished an episode.
Yeah, done. Stop this one. Save it. We'll move on to the next one. Isn't that a Foo Fighters song?